There are new revelations about a secret study commissioned by the chairman of the board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they're triggering new concerns at PBS and NPR. Supporters of CPB Chairman Kenneth Tomlinson say he's taking much-needed steps to address what they say is liberal bias in news coverage on public broadcasting. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
A consultant named Frederick W. Mann was hired with public funds by Tomlinson to gauge the political sympathies of guests on four public broadcasting shows, now with Bill Moyers and Tucker Carlson Unfiltered of PBS, The Diane Rehm Show on NPR, and The Tavis Smiley Show. Smiley used to have programs on NPR and PBS, often relying on the same guests for both. It is not clear precisely which Smiley program Mann was monitoring. Mann sorted guests into categories by ideology, conservative or liberal. Some guests were also assigned into groups supporting President Bush or opposing him. Details about the Mann reports have deeply distressed many public broadcasting executives. They include Kevin Close, the CEO and president of National Public Radio.
It's appalling to me that this kind of unannounced politicization of programming in public broadcasting is going on, ordered up apparently by the chairman of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The corporation carries weight. It distributes nearly $400 million annually in federal funds for public broadcasting. Its financial support is especially important for NPR and PBS member stations. A spokesman for Tomlinson did not respond to messages seeking comment today. Tomlinson has turned down several recent requests to talk about the Mann study, saying he can't comment because it's part of an inspector general's inquiry into his activities at CPB. Wayne Godwin is the chief operating officer of PBS. He says he doesn't yet know much about Mann's work, but is concerned by what he's heard.
We were surprised to learn that the chairman of CPB was investigating PBS programs, especially since CPB was created to provide, if you would, that protection between public broadcasting from partisan influence.
But as Tomlinson often points out, the CPB charter also says the corporation should assure that news coverage on public broadcasting outlets is objective and balanced. Jonah Goldberg is editor-at-large of the conservative National Review Online.
I think Ken Tomlinson is an honest and decent guy who honestly and truly and legitimately believes that PBS has a liberal bent and that NPR has a liberal bent. And what he is trying to do is accumulate evidence and arguments for fixing that.
That's an assessment seemingly contradicted by two polls commissioned by CPB, which found deep trust in public broadcasting. NPR first obtained the Mann report for a story that was broadcast this morning. Mann worked for a journalism center for years that's an offshoot of a conservative youth foundation. Mann could not be found for comment by NPR or other media outlets. Tomlinson hired Mann without telling CPB's board or executives. And Senator Byron Dorgan, a North Dakota Democrat, says Tomlinson is hurting public broadcasting.
It is unseemly, in my judgment, to have public television or public radio, an institution that served this country for decades, to have someone over the top looking down, hiring consultants to, in effect, snoop on programming.
Jonah Goldberg himself was once a producer for a PBS show. Goldberg says PBS isn't as leftist as its most severe critics claim, but he says it has a pronounced slant.
It is staffed largely by liberals. Its content tends towards liberalism, even when obviously it does try to seek balance and does put conservatives on air. It is almost always in the spirit of, hey, we've got to find some conservatives to put on air.
Moyers, a liberal, no longer participates in the scaled-down version of Now that airs weekly on PBS. Smiley, another liberal, quit NPR earlier this year. Carlson, a conservative, recently left PBS to join MSNBC. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.